We have arrived at day number 5. This is a significant one because we are starting to see through the darkness of the early morning, and the sun is starting to rise. If you take a look at the cover photo for day 5 and mile marker 5 of our hike, you will see how things have been illuminated, and we can see the greatness and beauty of the canyon more clearly than we have yet so far. In fact, it reminds me of the prophetic verse of Isaiah 9:2. In reference to the coming of Jesus, Isaiah writes, "The people living in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned." Jesus came for those who are walking in darkness. Did you catch that? As you walk today, I want to point you to the only one who can satisfy your soul, bring you hope, and light up your darkness. The Bible teaches that each of us have sinned. The wages or punishment for that sin is death and separation from God. But the incredible gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus. We receive this by coming to Him and experiencing His marvelous grace. Jesus came to earth, died on the cross, and rose again. Do you believe that? God loved the world so much that He sent His Son, Jesus Christ, into the world to save us from our sins. Those who received His free gift of salvation will walk in a new life and move from death to life. If you have not made the decision to surrender your life to Jesus Christ, then today could be your day. It's the greatest decision you could ever make.
Today, you're going to hear an incredible story of how God can transform any life, how He is constantly pursuing you, and how He loves you no matter what you've done. Matt Thiessen has enjoyed a long career in ministry with Crew, and since 2014, Matt has served as the Director of Development for the Jesus Film Project, where he works to help men and women cultivate hearts of biblical generosity and leads efforts to fund the vision God has given Jesus Film Project. Matt is a graduate of Trinity Evangelical Divinity School, and Matt and his wife Liz live in Orlando, Florida with their children Lexi and Levi.
When I was a kid, 6 years old, I was told my dad wasn't coming home anymore, and my parents were getting a divorce. As that settled in, within a couple days, another man showed up at my house, Chuck, who would become my stepdad. A week later, I heard a knock at the front door, and I went to answer it, and Chuck ran past me and opened the door and slammed it real quick and ran past me into the living room. And 2 seconds later, my dad comes diving through the window, and he rolls past me, runs into the living room, and he and Chuck fight for about 15 minutes until the police come. And my lasting image of that fight is Chuck straddling my dad and holding him by the head and pounding his head into the concrete floor. My dad was unconscious and Chuck would have killed him, but my mom told him to stop. Well, Chuck ended up becoming my stepdad, and very quickly he became abusive towards my mom, towards me. It turned out that he was a member of the Ku Klux Klan. I lived with him for 7 years until I was 13. And those 7 years, it was a hellish nightmare. I was constantly in terror. I felt helpless and weak. I hated Chuck. And I developed a plan. By the time I was 13, I was going to stab him to death when he was asleep. For an unrelated reason, my mom ended up sending me right about that time to go live with my dad. And so I was free from Chuck, but I was really very much damaged goods and a hurting kid. Well, my dad had gotten remarried, and he was part of a church now. He had found God and was taking me to the church and to the youth group. And I remember in high school, by this time I was messed up. I was hurting. I was now experimenting with alcohol and marijuana, but I was kind of living a double life where I would do that at school and with friends, but then at the youth group I was living straight sort of thing. Well, I remember one night at the youth group, the pastor spoke on a passage in the book of Revelation where Jesus says to this church, "I wish that you were either hot or cold, but because you're lukewarm, I'm about to spit you out of my mouth." The basic message was he wanted these people to be all in or all out. And I thought about it, and I was like, I'm not going to be all in. In fact, I'm angry at God. and I was carrying a lot of painful memories around with me. I decided to make God my enemy. I was all out. I was in a lot of physical pain, and I had even more internal pain. And so I was using the drugs to numb the pain, and I was loaded all the time for the next several years because I felt like I was alone. And I realized that if I hardened myself, it was easier. I couldn't be hurt. Well, that's how I lived, and I really didn't care about anyone in the wake of my life. After several years of this, I found myself in Las Vegas at some Grateful Dead concerts. There were 250,000 people, you know, using copious amounts of drugs, and that was my scene. So I went out there, and something strange happened. At the end of the first show, I was listening to the last song, the final encore of that day. And the song they played was an old country western song called I Fought the Law and the Law Won. And as I'm listening to this song, all of a sudden, kind of out of nowhere, not in an audible voice, but as clear as if it had been audible, God spoke to me. And really got my attention, because up to this point, I didn't want anything to do with God. My only interaction with God was to point my middle finger to the sky. But here God was speaking to me, and he said to me, Matt, you're not one of mine. And as the band's playing, I Fought the Law and the Law Won, he said, you're fighting my law, and you know I'm going to win. I was pretty disturbed by this, and I knew that my life needed to change, but I wasn't ready, and I was resistant. I didn't want to go all in. And another strange thing happened. I told a guy that I lived with, another fellow drug addict, what had happened out in Vegas, and after a little conversation, he did the weirdest thing. He wrote down on a piece of paper the name of his parents' church and their pastor. And he said, you know, look this guy up if you want to get some help. I didn't even know he had parents or that they went to church or anything like this. So it was a very strange thing. Anyway, I put the piece of paper in with all my drugs, and I didn't think about it again until a few months later. And one Saturday, I was all by myself in this apartment down in Denver, and I was trying to get this cocaine deal to go through, and there were all these situations that were catching up with me, and I needed this cocaine, I needed the money, and I'm in this desperate sort of a condition, and I was suicidal. And honestly, to end my life would have been a sweet release from the pain, but I was afraid that if I ended my life, my next conscious moment would be in hell. And so in this desperate place and not wanting to live but afraid to die, I just kind of called out to the ceiling. I said, okay, God, if you exist. And then I remembered this piece of paper. And so I looked it up, and I ended up going to that church the next morning. And I went up to the pastor afterwards, and I said, hey, I need you to help me get my life cleaned up. And the pastor looked at me in the eye, and he said, no, Matt, what you need is you need to get your life right with Jesus Christ. And I said, I'm not interested in that. And I turned and went to leave. He grabbed me by the shoulder, and he said, let me pray for you. And he prayed for me. And then he said, promise me you'll come back to the 6 o'clock service tonight. I just wanted him to let me go. So I said, okay, I will. I ended up coming back, and I got there late. And at the end of the service, the pastor called some people up to pray. And then he pointed at me, and he said, Matt, I'd like you to come up here. And I was shocked. And now everybody in the church is turned around looking, who's this guy? And I started to walk down to the front of the church. And about halfway down the aisle, God spoke to me similarly to how he had in Las Vegas. But this time he said, Matt, if you don't turn to me now, you're never going to have another chance. I knew my life was out of options. And I got down on my knees and at the front of this church, and I just burst into tears, and people were praying for me, and I have no idea what they were saying. But between me and God, I said, okay, God, I'm going to follow you no matter what the personal cost. And with that prayer, God rescued me out of a deep, dark pit, and he brought me into the light. I was born again. I found God. God found me. Instead of pain and hate and hardness, I can give and receive love. Now I've had lots of inner healing. I live with a clear conscience, all-encompassing sense of well-being. It's not always easy, but the life I have now, I wouldn't trade it for anything. Maybe today is your day. Maybe you hit the bottom. Maybe you can't live with the guilt of what you've done, or maybe you're tired of living with the pain and anger because of what's been done to you. And by the way, if that's you, I'm really sorry that kind of stuff was done to you. I'm sorry. But if you're ready for a new life, a different kind of life, today you can begin that new life. Here's the deal. Jesus, an innocent man, died to pay the penalty of the guilty, like me, like you. And if you give him your broken life, he gives you his life. If you're ready for that new kind of life, just talk to God. He's there, he's listening, and he's waiting with open arms. You might just say something like, God, I want this new life. And then fill it in with your own words. Just talk to him. If you don't really know what to say, you don't know how to say it, you could use some words like this. It's not really the words, it's the meaning behind them. But you could say, God, I've done some really bad stuff. I've hurt a lot of people. But I want to ask you to forgive me, because Jesus paid the penalty that I deserved. As of today, as of right now, I will follow you, no matter what it costs me. Please, God, guide me in this new life and help me to know you. Amen. My friend, God took the shattered, broken pieces of my life, and he's making the most beautiful stained glass window. I hope that you will let him do the same for you.
How great the chasm that lay between us. How high the mountain I could not climb. In desperation, I turned to heaven and spoke your name into the night. And then through the darkness, your loving kindness tore through the shadows of my soul. The work is finished, the end is written. Jesus Christ, my living hope. Who could imagine so great a mercy? What heart could fathom such boundless grace? The God of ages stepped down from glory to wear my sin and bear my shame. The cross is spoken, I am forgiven. The King of Kings calls me his own. Beautiful Savior, I'm yours forever. Jesus Christ, my living hope. Oh, every chain, this sound.
that sealed the promise. Your very body began to breathe. And out of this silence, the roaring lion declared, the grave has no claim on me. And Jesus, yours is the victory. And hallelujah, praise the one who set me free. Hallelujah, death has lost its grip on me. You have broken every chain. There's salvation in your name, Jesus Christ, you're my living hope. And hallelujah, praise the one who set me free. Hallelujah, death has lost its grip on me. You have broken every chain. There's salvation in your name, Jesus Christ, you're my living hope. Oh God, you are my living hope.
Wow, what an incredible testimony about the life-changing power of God. No one is too far gone. No one is out of his reach. If you've been following Jesus already for years, take this as another chance to thank him for his death and resurrection and how he's changed your life. And if you prayed that prayer and you want to follow Jesus for the first time in your life, or you want to rededicate your life to him and make him your Lord and Savior, we would love to connect with you and help you on your journey. Fill out the form on our website, altarinthevalley.com/follow-Jesus, and one of our team members would love to connect with you.